Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Andrew Yang wants to give you a freedom dividend.
If you believe that you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do just that.
For more, we're joined live in studio this morning by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. I think it's safe to say that there isn't anybody out there who doesn't want a little free money.
Except that Andrew is mistaken when he thinks $1,000 will buy you anything. That's necktie and a shirt.
He's talking to the wrong crowd, obviously.
Did you ever talk about giving everybody $1,000 a boat?
No, but I did talk about receiving.
All right, so is this Huey Long? I mean, who back in, 1934, said a chicken in every pot and two cars in every garage?
Every man a king.
Every man a king. I mean, seriously, is this guy serious?
He is deadly serious, and he's getting more attention than those who cross-examined Biden. And so suddenly this guy, he's going to be an entertainment type. He'll be doing "You're fired" before it's over.
It is interesting that, you know, his little
what's he thinking of Ben Stein's money?
I mean, it's got him on the stage over all these other people that came out with climate change, gun control, this and that. Hey, you got $1,000 from me. He is on the stage.
Okay, but he is talking seriously.
He's got an example of a guy he's given $1,000 to, and he says that guy has now taken $1,000, bought himself a guitar, started playing in a band, and he's self-employed.
And that is the level of the presidential debate.
No, but I mean, on a serious level.
I saw the guy on BART.
He's talking about an income stabilization. This is not a concept that's far out of the mainstream in Europe, for example, where it's been talked about and actually deployed in some places.
Remember, they're doing a test case in Stockton.
That's right. And so the concept is, if people don't have to worry, they might make better choices, take some risks, like you say, buy a guitar and join a band. I don't know about that one, but...
Well, you don't like the competition, potentially.
Right. But I mean, is it a serious political idea?
Sure, it is a serious political idea, and we make light of it. But it is he's exploring an avenue down which people have not gone. The whole business of how do you address the issue of the disproportionate concentration of wealth in one segment of the population to the disadvantage of everybody else. Homelessness, in part, comes from poverty. This guy is addressing the issue head on.
The others say that we're going to do that amount of money or more through various programs. If you know, they always say, well, what's the cost of this? What's it going to cost to do this, that, and the other? Yang's just putting it right out there. Here's $1,000 in your own free will about what you're going to do.
And he set a place for you to spend it right down the street.
It's interesting, though. You know, when you look at politics and the nature of politics, it's not unusual. He's being blatant about it, but the idea of trying to coax you out to vote is nothing new. I remember there was an East Bay State Assembly race that where on election day, they said, if you come back with a proof that you voted, you get a voucher for a free chicken dinner.
And Elihu Harris ended up losing the election as a result.
Was it because it was the wrong meal? Offer or
no, it just didn't give enough.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.